This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Davis Love III is a 21-time PGA Tour winner, major championship winner, two-time Ryder Cup captain, and after next week, a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. It is a pleasure to welcome Davis Love III back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Davis.
Hello, thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to do this. I know it's a busy time. You're at Pebble. Do you still, with all that you've done, do you still get excited going to Pebble and playing Pebble?
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited to be back here. I love playing the golf course and love being in the area. It just feels like golf. You know, it's like Pinehurst or Augusta or Pebble Beach. You know, it's just one of the places you want to go and be around the game of golf. So I'm excited to play here and get a few more rounds on Pebble Beach.
You're in a prettier spot. There are a lot of pretty spots in this game, but there's nothing prettier than Pebble.
Yeah, just walking the golf course. I've found myself in the AT&T over the years, and now being able to play in the Pure Insurance, the First Tee Classic here. I just play all my practice rounds at Pebble. I don't even hardly bother playing the practice rounds on the other course. You just love being out on Pebble Beach golf links, and it's such a treat to be here. And you know, we're spoiled. You know, and we get to go a lot of nice places. But you know, I'm going to get at least three rounds at Pebble this week. It's very exciting.
Tell me how home is. How's Sea Island?
You know, we're been really blessed. We've had two storms come through there in the last year, and you know, nobody other than structural damage and tree damage and lost personal items. Nobody's gotten hurt. So, you know, the hurricanes that have come over the last 14 months have been devastating to a lot of places. So we've been very lucky, but it's slowed things down and made a mess and ruined people's homes, and it's very sad. So I'm actually kind of glad to be playing golf for a few days, because I've been running chainsaws and leaf blowers and raking stuff up and helping people with their vehicles and their homes, and it's nice for me to get a break from it and get away and get on the golf course.
Saw that you were managing one of the grills at Southern Soul.
Yeah, I stopped by one morning, said, "What can I do to help?" And they said, "Just go out there and watch the smokers for a while."
Yeah.
And you talk about pressure. Playing golf, trying to make a four-footer's pressure, but watching two big old giant smokers that are full of today's lunch and dinner was a lot of pressure for me. I'm used to cooking just a little bit of stuff, but had 1,000 pounds of meat in there I was supposed to keep an eye on, and I had to come back at lunchtime and make sure that it all turned out well. But those guys at Southern Soul, both two hurricanes and other things that have happened around the island, have been so great to the community and to the first responders, and getting up and running and helping out the island during tough situations. They've done a great job there, and the food's always great, but their hospitality is even better.
So the courses fared okay through the storms.
Yeah, they fared okay. There was less tree damage than in Matthew a year ago, almost a year ago. More water damage. I think more salt intrusion onto the golf course. There was some erosion, big erosion at the Sea Island at the lodge. Big practice facility lost a putting green and going to have to do some major earth moving and reconstruction there. But you know, it's all systems go. They're trying to get back to normal operations this week of playing golf. And then obviously from my side of it, our focus is getting ready for the RSM, and the green superintendent says, "Hey, look, we did it last year. We're gonna have it no problem this year." So we're very lucky again that nothing really major happened other than just a big mess to clean up.
Tell me about your field for the RSM this year.
Well, we're very, very consistent with our field. We have the same strength of field just about every year. We have a bunch of great young players. It's now that it's early in the season. Mm-hmm. It's late in the year, but it's early in the season. We have all the guys that are ready to get going, young guys that are excited. We might not get quite as many of the top players after, you know, they maybe played a big, long season and they've gone over to play places like Malaysia and China, and they slow down a little bit in November. But good, solid field, a bunch of great players, and, you know, seems like we're always sold out in the Pro-Am. Our Pro-Am participants and sponsors, they just love playing with the guys that come. So I'm very happy with the field and very happy with the progress of the tournament over the last 7 or 8 years.
We're talking with Davis Love III here on the Augusta Golf Show. Tell me about Tuesday's Wiffle Ball Classic.
Well, it's one of the most fun nights of the week. The players and the wives and some of the sponsors get to play a wiffle ball game. But unfortunately for me and for my wife, Robin, it's the same night as we host the Pro-Am draw party at our house. So we don't ever get to go play wiffle ball, which she says is good because I won't get hurt, because I've seemed to get hurt at all my other activities that I do. So it's a fun night, a fundraiser, as the whole week of the golf tournament is. But it's a fun night to get the kids out. We've even had Adam Wainwright, the St. Louis Cardinals pitcher, being an honorary coach and an honorary pitcher. So it's a fun night. It's been another great activity during the RSM week.
I was going to ask you, does anything hurt? Is everything okay with you?
No, I haven't been 100% probably since I was a teenager, just because something's always messed up. But I actually played 6 of 7 weeks and finally had a day off after the Greensboro tournament, and actually broke my thumb. So I'm just coming back from that. I can play with it. I can hit balls with it.
What were you doing?
Or run a chainsaw or rake my yard.
What were you doing?
I can't tie my shoes very well. I was actually stand-up paddleboard surfing just after the end of my season. Finally had a day off, so it slowed me down again. But doctor says it looks great. Go ahead and play golf and just kind of take it easy. And he said, please don't fall down anymore.
Yeah, so you're going to fall down enough.
That's a good goal.
You're going to fall down enough in 10 or 15 years. Don't do it now.
Yeah.
Okay, Hall of Fame next week. There's going to be an awful lot of nice things said about your accomplishment, but I'm curious, deep down inside, what are you most proud of?
Well, I've been asked that a lot lately, and I'm coming around to the fact that I'm the most proud of that I played the game like my dad asked me to do it. He said, follow your dreams and enjoy the trip, and he always wanted me to carry on what he felt like Harvey Pienick or Byron Nelson or the generation before him, Paul Runyon, passed down to him, how important it was to carry on the traditions of the game and to respect the game and leave it better than you found it. And I think because I'm in the Hall of Fame, I'm joining this exclusive club, my dad would say, well, you followed your dream and you enjoyed the trip and you did it the right way. So I'm winning golf tournaments, I feel like I should have won more. Everybody feels like I should have won more golf tournaments and a lot of great accomplishments. But, you know, being a part of the Ryder Cup so many times, being an assistant captain for Ryder Cups and President's Cups are really the most fun part of it. And then, seeing these kids come up and do the same things I did when I was a kid, take their hat off when they finished the round and shake hands and respect their elders and, you know, the Ricky Fowlers and the Jordan Spieths, Jason Days, the way they carry themselves in the game just makes me proud that we're carrying on that tradition.
What are you putting in your locker at the Hall?
Well, they asked me for a bunch of stuff, typical old, the first clubs you played with or the driver you played with from 85 to 97. But I'm also throwing in some turkey hunting books and things that people wouldn't expect. I'm hoping to get down there actually after the RSM and in November, December and tweak it a little bit. I'd like for people to see a little bit of who I am. And I'm hoping to do that in my Hall of Fame speech, not really try to thank a whole bunch of people, but tell people, you know, really how I got where I am and who I am. I'm not just a golfer they see on TV for a couple hours a day. So I'm putting some fun stuff in there. I learned from some of the other lockers that I saw, that it doesn't have to be just golf stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun to build it and have it there for a year, and then the smaller exhibit for forever.
Before I let you go, how are you divvying up the schedule next year? How much Champions Golf? How much regular golf?
Well, it's going to be based on how I play the start of the year. I was lucky enough to get a spot in the tournament in Malaysia, so I'm going to start off the year kind of hot and heavy on the regular tour, playing some overseas and some in the U.S., and just see how it goes before January. But I'm already thinking, here I am at Pebble, I'm thinking about playing the AT&T, and I want to play one more LA Open. And so I'm more leaning towards regular tour, but it's going to see, one, what you brought up, how healthy I am, and two, how well I'm playing. I had a couple good runs this summer where I felt like I was back in the mix a little bit, so I want to give it at least a little bit more shot on the regular tour before I turn the page and go all Champions.
You know, it's funny. This is maybe the second or third time we've talked, and that's the way you've said it every time. You won't let go. Not that you should, but it's hard to let go of the big tour, isn't it?
It is. It's hard, and when you keep making cuts and you keep, I finished in the top 10 at Greensboro. It didn't make me want to go to the Champions Tour. It made me want to work a little bit harder and just get a little bit healthier. I went right back to the gym with Randy Myers the next week, and like, what do we got to do to keep this going? And a big motivation for me right now is that Drew Love's trying to play, and played a few tournaments with him this summer, end of the summer. Obviously got a caddy for him at the U.S. Open, his first major, and that's exciting and giving me some energy that I want to hang in there and see if how he does in Q school, and if he plays some next year, I'd like to be out there with him while he's doing it. Well, and he hadn't beaten me yet, so I got to keep my record going.
Yet.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah. But I'm 4-0 in tour events against him, so I got to keep that going.
Well, stay upright, Davis. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Have a great time next week, and play well this weekend.
Thank you very much.